Good morning, everybody. We can do better than that. Come on. It's opening day. Good morning, everybody. There we go. Welcome to the 2019 Jacobus Tenbroek Disability Law Symposium. Let's play ball. someone said, go Yankees. There you go. You know, it's great that we all can get together in the same room, even though we know that the Brewers will be the next world champions of Major League Baseball. it's a pleasure to have you all here. I am Mark Riccobono, president of the National Federation of the Blind, and it's great to welcome you once again to our Jernigan Institute for our Law Symposium. We are we're not filled to capacity, but pretty darn close here. I think this might be the record-setting attendance for the Law Symposium, so thank you for being here. We're going to get underway very shortly, but I do want to give some special acknowledgments. This Law Symposium happens because of a great team of individuals that makes it possible, and that is especially true of our sponsors who help financially support this event and help by promoting it across the country. So I want to acknowledge our 2019 symposium sponsors, starting at the gold level with Brown, Goldstein, and Levy. Disability Rights Advocates. Rosen, Bean, Galvin, and Grunfeld, as well at the gold level. At the silver level, we have Derby, McGinnis, and Goldsmith LLP. Thank you very much. At our bronze level, we have the AARP Foundation Litigation, the Burton Blatt Institute, the Law School Admissions Council. I think that's a new one, so thank you. Pearson Incorporated, and also Rosenberg, Martin, and Greenberg LLP, and Whiteford, Taylor, and Preston. Thank you very much to our bronze level supporters. At the white cane level, we have the Mid-Atlantic ADA Center. And finally, our supporters, Goldstein, Borgen, Dardarian, and Ho, Labar Law Offices, Laney Feingold, the Labar Offices, Law Offices cheerleading squad as well, and the Law Offices of John P. Waldo also. Thank you very much to all of our sponsors. Also, we have a number of folks who help throughout the year do the planning for this event and talk about the nature of what's happening on the cutting edge of disability rights and who would be an excellent presenter here at this symposium. They scour the land looking for interesting topics that have not been explored. And this is our symposium steering committee, which has now for many years been chaired by Lou Ann Blake, who undoubtedly is hurting people somewhere. So she's not here, but you will see her around and thank her for her hard work. Also, other members of our steering committee, thank you to Charles S. Brown, Matthew W. Dietz, Robert Dinnerstein, and let's see, Stacy F. Dubno, yeah. Timothy Elder, David Ferliger, yeah. Leslie P. Francis, and Jasmine Harris, yeah. And on page two, Sharon Krever Weissbaum, Scott Labar, Anil Lewis, and Michael Perlin. So thank you very much to our steering committee. We have a packed day and a half ahead, and one of the wonderful things about this is it gives us a space to bring all of you together to dive into some topics, and as valuable as the connecting each other together is, are the thoughtful presentations that have marked this symposium from the very beginning. Presentations that have often gone on to spur collaborations, innovative legal cases, and new thought patterns about disability rights. And that is exactly the model that Dr. Jacobus Tenbroek operated in, sometimes from his living room in Berkeley, and other times from places where he had the opportunity to gather together those who were interested in using their hearts and their minds to advance disability rights along with him. In that spirit, we have again to chair our law symposium, a gentleman who has chaired everyone to date, and he has poured more of his heart and mind into disability rights over the last 30 years than most. He continues to serve as the Director of Legal Policy here at the National Federation of the Blind. Here to chair our law symposium is Dr. Mark Maurer.
Thank you very much, Mr. President. I think these things have been going on now since 2008. This is my memory anyway, and I believe it's, you know, correct in the historical documents. The first one, I was remarking to Michael Bean a bit ago, the first one, we had many fewer people. We are running out of chairs here, so use your chair carefully there, you know, make sure you get all the use out of it you can. But the first one, I was very, very nervous because Dan Goldstein had talked me into it, and he said, you know, you're dealing with blindness all the time, and it's a good thing to deal with blindness, but you don't have the broad range of what we've got to do in this work, and we've got to get the community of interest to be more broadly represented. And he said, you've got to have a group here that deals with all the disabilities. I said, okay, we'll try it. But I thought, how much community of interest does it mean? And how can we talk to each other when we're all trying to get our own share? And is there enough share to go around? And so I was nervous. And it turned out that we have such a broad community of interest that it's astonishing how much more we do with each other than we do separately. So it is a joy for me to come to these symposia, and it's a joy for me to welcome all of you. It's a joy for me to recognize friends that I've come to know and cherish that I wouldn't have had without these gatherings. And it's a joy to know that there are brains gathered here who are going to make such significant differences in the opportunities for all of us to have freedom, equality, opportunity that never existed without us. So I'm delighted to be back, and I hope that all of you have as much fun with this as I expect that I shall have in the next day and a half. And I want to urge you to remember that we put on this agenda what we believe is important at the moment and the most important that we can find at the moment. And if you should find that we left something out, be sure to bring it up to the committee so that we can make it a part of next year's agenda. Remind all of us that there are things to think about that we haven't thought about already. And with that in mind, I should tell you that I'm working with the American Bar Association. I'm on the Commission of Disability Rights. And I mentioned to them that there should be a private right of action in the aviation space, which there used to be. And we got a law adopted, which we thought was going to take care of it. And for about 2 seconds, it did. And then the Supreme Court told us, no, the Congress didn't do it right. And consequently, we don't have this private right of action, and we've been trying to get a resolution passed through the American Bar Association that says we ought to have it. And of course, the aviation folks are dramatically against this, and they've been trying to talk us out of it. Any of you who have an interest in pursuing the matter, we have a chance to talk with all the aviation folks. And if you'll let Patricia Miller know that you want to participate in activities involving the aviation right to challenge discrimination, then I will put a committee together and we'll do something about that. I have announcements that I've been urged to make before we get to the first panel. I know it's cutting into the first panel's time, and I apologize. And if Maria, you'll come, that would be great. We have, in the National Federation of the Blind, come to be a place where we recycle things like bottles and cans and paper and so forth. And apparently we have a place for you to put them, so please help out. We have changed some of the locations of the workshops. They are not as had been specified in the earlier documents, but if you look in the directions that you have in your packet, the changes that have been made are shown, and you can find the right place if you follow that. Ruth Kolker, who was supposed to be facilitating a workshop, called to say that she's not able to be here. Those of you who signed up for the workshop she was going to be leading, please attend any of the others. Now I think I have the announcements out of the way.